Good morning.
Good morning, and praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made. We shall rejoice and be glad in it. Glory be to God. Today, praise the Lord, is Thursday, August the 31st, 2023. Glory be to God. We come with praises on our lips. We come with thanksgiving to the Lord in our hearts. Truly, the Lord has been so good to us. This is the very last Thursday of the month. In fact, it's the last day of the month. Truly, we thank God for all that he has done for us. And we thank God for all he's yet going to do. Praise the Lord. Truly, at this time, we do give honor to our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, and, of course, to our beloved visionary of this great ministry, Pastor Darlene Bundage, an anointed and chosen woman of God to preach the gospel of the Lord Jesus Christ, to pray for the sick, to continue to minister here, there, and everywhere. And truly, we thank God for all of our wonderful facilitators. We want to thank Minister Mary. We want to acknowledge her, Minister Alice Marie, Minister Gladys, Minister Chris, Pastor Kalatica, of course, my husband, Elder Horsley. Truly, we thank God for the men and women of God going forth by faith for the glory of God in these last an evil day. Glory be to God. Truly, we welcome you all to our prayer, praise, and deliverance hour of power. Glory be to God. The Lord woke me up with this little song. Hallelujah. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood. I know it was the blood for me. One day when I was lost, he died on the cross. I know it was the blood for me. Oh, they whipped him all night long. Yes, they did. They whipped Jesus all night long. Oh, they whipped him all night long for you and me. Well, one day when I was lost, Jesus, he died on that cross. And I know it was the blood for me. Oh, that blood came streaming on down. Oh, yes, it did. Blood came streaming on down. So glad blood came streaming on down for you and me. Well, one day when I was lost, Jesus, he died from that cross. Glory, I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, it was. No, it was the blood. I know it was. No, it was the blood for you and me. Glory, glory be to God. And guess what, saints? He's coming back again. Oh, yes, he is coming back again. Yes, coming back again for you and me. Well, one day when I was lost, Jesus, he died upon that cross. And I know it was the blood. Oh, yes, it was. No, it was the blood for you and me. Saints of God, I'm so excited about the blood of Jesus. And the story doesn't end there, but we know Jesus died. But on the third day, hallelujah, God the Father raised Jesus from the dead. Glory be to God. We thank God that we serve, y'all, a risen Savior, and that blood was shed for the remission of our sins. We know without the shedding of the blood, there would be no remission or no forgiveness, no removal of our sins. Truly, we thank God for that master plan that the Father had. Hallelujah. And it truly was a mystery that was hid. Glory be to God. I'm so glad, saints of God, that the devil didn't know, hey, that the victory was in Jesus dying on the cross. He thought he was destroying Jesus, but yet still he didn't realize that the plan, the master plan of Jesus was being enforced. Glory be to God. Glory, glory, hallelujah. Truly, we thank God this morning. At this time, we're going to see if our dear apostle has joined us. He's driving this morning. Apostle, are you on? Hallelujah. Have you joined us? Well, praise God. Oh, praise God. Amen. Well, it's good to hear your voice, apostle, and we're going to give this portion to you. If you like, if you like to pray, or would you like me to pray? Either, you know, whatever you would like is fine.
Amen. Well, praise the Lord, everybody.
Yes.
This is the day, praise the Lord, everyone. This is the day that the Lord has made.
Yes.
We shall rejoice and be glad in it.
Yes.
We thank God. We welcome everybody to the broadcast this morning. We thank God for being here. Hallelujah to God that we made it in time. Hallelujah to worship and praise all the saints. Hallelujah to God. It's a wonderful day to be in the Lord. We thank God for the storm that passed over. Hallelujah to God. Storm that passed over, hallelujah to God, and wasn't no damage, but everything was went back to normal. It was so nice to know that God had heard the prayers of the saints of God, hallelujah to God. We thank God for that. Thank God for everyone here. Glory be to God. Father God, it's in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, and you, Lord, we move, we breathe, and we have our being, O Lord God. We thank you, O Lord God, for being the God that you are, O Lord God. Heal our body, O Lord God. You touch our soul, O Lord God. You have touched us this morning, O Lord God, that started us on our way. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God, we came to give you the honor, the glory, the praise. We really just deserve in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. We thank you, Lord God, for removing the storm, O Lord God, through this state, O Lord God, that it didn't stay, O Lord God. The devastation wasn't as bad or as much as it could have been, O Lord God. So we give you the praise, the honor, and glory, O Lord God. Looks like your hand just turned the inclement weather on yesterday, Lord God, just guided it right back out to the sea, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So we thank you, Lord God, for all the saints that are here, Lord God, that took the time to come to join themselves together, Lord God, to join us in praise, Lord God, and worship, Lord God, and give you the honor, the glory, the praise. We what you deserve, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. So God, we thank you, Lord God, for all that you right now, in Jesus' mighty name, O Lord God. Lord God, look on every prayer request, O Lord God, that is here, Lord God, is waiting to you, Lord God, and those that we have already out, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus. For God has spoken once or twice about hurting the power belongs to the God. Lord God, we pray for, Lord God, the President of this United States, Lord God, the Vice President, O Lord God, House of Representatives, Lord God, those that are in authority, O Lord God, in the government, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you would move by your spirit, O Lord God, and that you would move by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. God, we thank you, we praise you, O Lord God, for all the children that are yet home, O Lord God, because of the storm, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that you bless them, O Lord God. Lord God, we thank you, Lord God, for a time, O Lord God, coming forward, your throne of grace, O Lord God, and worship you, O Lord God, and praise you for all that you're doing right now in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Trusting and believing, O Lord God, that you answer every prayer request, O Lord God, that you meet the needs of the people everywhere, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, God, that you're moving by your spirit, O Lord God, that you're moving by your power, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God, that those, O Lord God, that stand in need of homes, apartments, O Lord God, and situations need to be changed, O Lord God. Those that need healing and deliverance, O Lord God. Those that need set free, O Lord God. Bondage, O Lord God. In the name of Jesus, O Lord God. So we come together, O Lord God, and we put our hearts and our minds and our will accord, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, O Lord God. Standing in the gap, O Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, that you safely brought us here, Lord God, that you take us through, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. Lord God, we pray for Pastor Kerman, Lord God, and the family there, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God, Sister Stephen and family, Lord God, in Jesus' mighty name, Lord God, against any illnesses, Lord God. Broken heart, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh God. Those that are going through a time of bereavement, oh Lord God, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. Stretch forth that hand of deliverance, oh Lord God, as long as you can, in the name of Jesus, oh Lord God. You get the glory, the honor, and the praise, oh Lord God. Your word to be praised, so we thank you and praise you this morning, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen again. Hallelujah to God. Well, Lord, we thank you, oh Lord God, for this time, oh Lord God. We're going to move right along this morning. Hallelujah to God. Continue in giving God the praise, the honor, and the glory. We have the scripture of the week, and we're going to do that, and we're going to go on from there in this hour of power prayer. I want to wake up everybody here in the name of Jesus. Amen, amen. Lazarus, wondering.
I believe her phone dropped.
Hello. Yes. Can you hear me?
Yes, but your wife's phone dropped.
Oh, okay. I guess it'll go on. See if I have to call back in. Hallelujah in the name of Jesus. But we thank God for everyone that's here in the name of Jesus. I'm driving that kid to read the scripture of the week. Hallelujah. Someone had it there.
Praise the Lord.
Excuse
me. Something happened with this phone. I'm so sorry. God bless you. Well, we do thank you, Apostle, for that powerful prayer, praise the Lord. Right as you was ending, the phone went out or something. But anyway, we do thank God. Praise God. Now at this time, we're going to go to our scripture of the week. Praise God. I want to hear on that a little bit, and then I had something else that I wanted to talk about. But let's go to our scripture of the week. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 to 53, and it reads like this. Behold, I tell you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, when the trumpet will sound, and the dead will be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. For this corruptible must put on incorruption, and this mortal must put on immortality. Glory be to God. Say to God, what a powerful promise we have from Jesus. Glory be to God. That the Lord is, we know he's going to return one day, and we want to make sure that we go back with him during the time of the rapture. Hallelujah. When Jesus Christ comes, only those, hallelujah, who have accepted him as Lord and Savior, only those who believe on him, been filled with the Holy Spirit, praise the Lord, and are living according to his word, will be able to be raptured. Hallelujah. This is a great promise for those who are living or passed on, that they will be raptured. That means we will be caught up, saints, in the air to be with him, rising up to heaven with imperishable glorified bodies. Yes, we will be changed. Glory be to God. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, this mortality must put on immortality. Glory be to God. Verse 50 says, now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God, nor does corruption inherit incorruption. Thanks to God, we're going to be changed. So I just want to encourage all of you today to continue to pray, to continue to intercede for one another, to continue to live holy, to continue to give of your time, talent, and treasures for the ministry and the glory of God, saints of God. It's so important, saints, that we recognize that one day, as 1 Thessalonians remind us of the same thing, for the Lord himself will descend from heaven with a shout, and with the voice of an archangel, and with the trumpet of God, and the dead in Christ will rise first. Then we who are alive and remain shall be caught up together with them in the clouds to meet the Lord in the air. And thus we shall always be with the Lord. What a blessed promise, saints. You know, when saints pass this life here, we don't have to sorrow as the world, knowing that one day we're going to be together again with Jesus. We're going to live with him. What a blessed promise. What a blessed hope, saints. I want to turn your attention also real quickly, if I can, to the book here of James, hallelujah, the 5th chapter, glory be to God. And it's in the 16th verse. And it reads like this, and it says, and the, confess your trespasses or sins to one another and pray for one another that you may be healed. The effective, fervent prayer of a righteous man availeth much. Saints of God, when we are praying, we are not praying just to beat the air. When we come on the air here every morning, praise the Lord. And when we pray every day, 2 and 3 times, maybe 4 times, some of us, we are not praying just to beat the air. We are praying to get results. And I found a beautiful article in the Charles Stanley Bible about some principles for effective intercession. When we are praying for others as well as ourselves, we want to do it in an effective way. Glory be to God. And we know that Ephesians 5:16 let us know that the fervent, effectual prayers of the righteous man availeth much. So it goes, gives us certain principles for effective intercession. One, our prayer must flow from a heart that's in step with God. We've got to pray, hallelujah, out of a heart that's in alignment with the perfect will of God, saints. Hallelujah. We must be open to his spirit. We must be compassionate. We must be forgiving. We must be sincere. Moreover, we must be praying out of a pure heart. We must be praying, praise the Lord, in sincerity. Therefore, pray that you have his love and his compassion for others, that you will forgive for others as the Lord has forgiven us. So when we come to pray, if we want to be effective, we got to make sure our hearts are pure, that we have forgiven others, and that we're coming in sincerity. Hallelujah. We're not coming mean-spirited in prayer. Some people, when they come to prayer, they have wrong motives. Their heart are not right. They have unforgiveness, bitterness. These things we know will block us from effective praying. But nowadays, we got to pray some 911 prayers, y'all. It's some terrible situations that people call us about, and we have to go to God on their behalf in these prayers. And we want to make sure that our prayers would be effective for them as well as for ourselves. The principle, too, is we want to pray, hallelujah, realizing God is the source of all that we need. God has inexhaustible resources, so we must ask the Lord to reveal, hallelujah, his power, hallelujah, and to open the eyes to those who we're praying for, that they, hallelujah, will be released from their bitterness or whatever it is that they might be needing, hallelujah, whether it's a spiritual need, whether it's monetary, whether it's relation. We're going to go to God seeking his help, seeking his guidance, knowing that he's the one that's going to help us to pray effective for the persons to receive all that they need. Glory be to God. then we want to identify with the need of the other person. We want to be truly compassionate, in other words. We must see others through Jesus' eyes. When we realize that people are truly hurting on the inside, our mercy for them is released, and then we can intercede for them in a greater zeal and understanding and emotion. And the fourth step would be desire the highest good for other people's lives. We should pray that he or she would stay in the center of God's will, because he knows what is absolutely best for each person. So we want to come to the Lord with that attitude that the Lord knows best, and God will help us to pray effectively. Then we want to be open to meeting the person's needs. Are you willing for God to use you to meet other person's needs? Will you allow him to glorify himself through you? Jesus did not back away from those who were hurting, and neither should we. We are to follow his example and always remember that God blesses us so that we can be a blessing to others. Praise the Lord. Say to God, we must persevere. We must continue, in other words, praying, regardless of whether we see immediate results or not, because the longer we intercede for a person or persons, the more tightly our hearts would be knit to that person. That in itself, it's a comfort to those who are in need. Saints of God, is so important that we be effective intercessors, effective prayer warriors, not praying just to beat the air, not praying just for form or fashion, but praying because we want to see lives change. We want to see, hallelujah, results. Hallelujah. We want to see our prayers answered, whether it's, like I say, physical situation, relational, whatever it is, a need that may be met as far as job or car, things like that, or spiritual needs. We got to go in faith, and we want to be praying effectively of fervent prayers. Hallelujah. Prayers that's going to avail much. Prayers that's going to bring true results, saints of God. We've got to make sure that we are praying in the perfect will of God. Hallelujah. Because this is the confidence that we have in God, that when we ask him anything, we know we have the petitions that we ask for because we are praying in alignment with God's will. So I just thought I'd share these principles for effective intercession because it's so important, saints, that we line ourselves up, hallelujah, with God. Ephesians 4:32 reminds us that we must pray in the spirit of love and compassion. I thank God for these principles because we have our four grandchildren with us, praise the Lord, and their mother. They're staying with us for a time, and I'm finding myself asking God to help me to be more effective in my praying, not only for them, but for others. And I'm seeing some results. I have three granddaughters here and one grandson, and it's a granddaughter here that's kind of a little challenging for us, but I'm finding myself going to God to ask for wisdom. Saints of God, when we're dealing with our young people, I just want to say this and I'm done. I don't want to take up too much time. But I want to say we must be for real with ourselves and God. There are some children that we know that's kind of difficult. Well, when they're difficult, the wisdom of God would lead us to God to ask him to help us in dealing with them. I hear a lot of parents, and I know I've done it in the past, I've been guilty, where, you find yourself fussing with them and getting a little frustrated. I know I told y'all this story before one time because the same child got me so upset that I made a mistake and a word came out of my mouth that I shouldn't have had said. But because I was so frustrated, and I didn't go to God in prayer as I should, praise the Lord, for this child. But I'm finding myself going to him, and when we go to him, he'll give us the wisdom. And the wisdom that God shared with me about this granddaughter and about children that seem difficult is that we must approach them with the spirit of godly love and with godly patience, knowing that the same God that has been patient with us and is still patient with us, we must be patient with these children, saints. We got to, hallelujah, recognize that God delivered us, hallelujah, and we've got to go in expectation, knowing that our children will be delivered, because Proverbs said that the seed of the righteous shall be delivered. So when we pray for our children, remember, go with them in the spirit of the fruit of the spirit. That's what I'm saying exactly. Go with that fruit, hallelujah. Don't go with accusing them, blaming them, fussing. That's not the right approach. The right approach is to approach them with the love of God. Hallelujah. Do you know love is the most greatest weapon that we can use? Hallelujah. Especially when we're dealing, as I said, with the difficult ones, hallelujah, as well as the ones that's regular. But we want to come, period, to our children with others in the spirit of love. Hallelujah. When we're trying to communicate with them, when we're trying to express to them, hallelujah, how we feel about a certain situation. If we come more in the spirit of love, because we know a soft answer would turn away wrath. So we don't want to come, like I said, in a way that may be angry. You know, of course, children do things that will make you a little angry at times. But we have to ask God by the power of his Holy Spirit to empower us the more with the fruit of the Spirit, with the Holy Ghost, saints. See, the Holy Ghost is our keeper, is our teacher, is our counselor in times like these. We have to continue to pray for those even in our community. Hallelujah. We have to come in a spirit of love and compassion, knowing that the same God that was compassionate for us, we got to be compassionate to them as well. And we have to be...
Sister Wonderland, we can't hear you. Your phone is, we can't hear your voice now.
Amen. Sometimes.
Hello? Hello? I'm sorry. Okay, I'm almost ended. I just want to say, I'm sorry about that. But what I want to say is that let's remember we want to be, we want our prayers to be effectual and fervent. So let's make sure that we're aligning ourselves with the perfect will of God, hallelujah, and that we, hallelujah, come in the spirit of love, humility, our hearts pure before the Lord when we intercede for others in Jesus' name. I pray that something I may have said will help you in your prayer life. God bless you all in Jesus' name. Apostle, you can carry it further. Praise God.
Amen. Amen. Well, we thank God for you, sweetheart. We thank God for the word, hallelujah, God. Our
yes.
God has blessed and teaches us how to have patience when we are going through situations, hallelujah, God. As it said, we all shall be changed in a moment, notice, in the twinkling of an eye. And we have been changed, hallelujah, God. We're not the same as we were when God found us, hallelujah, God. He has changed our heart. He has changed our thinking. And we all that have believed in Christ and been baptized, we have been translated out of the kingdom of darkness into the kingdom of his dear son. And that makes all the difference in the world. It seems like sometimes like we're not doing anything to ourselves, hallelujah, God. It seems like we're just sometimes a beat in the ear. But when you look back, hallelujah, God, and every now and then someone would call and they would tell you a thing that you had helped them through with all the prayer that you had prayed for them, hallelujah, God. And some people are very glad that you just brought them to the hour of power of prayer, hallelujah, God. And they're happy to know that every one of their prayer is going up, hallelujah, God, for this nation, for people from different and difficult situations. So we thank God. And what happened is we're changed. We're not the same. but we're looking to go to live with Christ one day, hallelujah to God, one day. But until that day, we have to stay on the battlefield, hallelujah to God. Keep our feet sharply preparated with the gospel of peace, hallelujah to God. Take the sword of the Spirit, shield of faith, just completely dress ourselves in the whole armor of God. We are going to stand in the evil day, which is the days of evil now, hallelujah to God. It's killing going on all the time. We thank you for the word, thank you for the word, and we thank God for everyone that's here. Without further ado, we're going to go right get the names and the people that are here, and get some prayer requests. As your testimony, we have a short one there in this hour of power of prayer. We're going to make it see. I want to see if Pastor Donnie has something that might be on our heart that she want to do before we move that part of them to come back and get your name, your testimony. In this hour of power of prayer on this Thursday morning, we thank God for everyone that's here. Amen. Pastor Donnie.
Well, good morning. Good morning, everybody. I thank God for this day and thank God for the wonderful people of God who are here. I am grateful for each and every one who has joined us, and I'm thanking God for that word that was shared this morning by our evangelist, Wonderland, and he always brings wonderful insight on what we should be doing. And just to share concerning the situation with her granddaughter, you know, I do know that sometimes the grandchildren can be a challenge. So, you know, it's good to, you know, remind us how we should handle situations. And love is very important, and that's something that I stress. And I want us all to just have that love in our hearts. And she said love is the greater weapon. So we can use that and then the patience and wisdom. So asking God for the wisdom to help us to know how to respond, not only to the grandchildren, but to everyone who we have relationships with. So I thank you so much for sharing that, and that we do realize that someday we will be changed into immortal beings. And as we go, let's continue to share the love of God. And so I want to let us know about our fast, which will start on Wednesday. We will be reading some verses here, Romans chapter 14. Verse 17, it says, for the kingdom of God is not a matter of eating and drinking what one likes, but of righteousness and peace and joy in the Holy Spirit. And then the other verses that we will use for this fast are in Ephesians chapter 3, verses 17 through 19. And it says, so that Christ may dwell in your hearts through your faith, and may you, having been deeply rooted and securely grounded in love, be fully capable of comprehending with all the saints, God's people, the width and length and height and depth of his love, fully experiencing that amazing endless love, and that you may come to know practically through personal experience the love of Christ, which far surpasses mere knowledge, without experience, that you may be filled up throughout your being to all the fullness of God, so that you may have the richest experience of God's presence in your lives, completely filled and flooded with God himself. So we are just going to be just seeking the Lord and focusing on the fact that we want to share the love of God with other people and let them know that they too can come into the kingdom of God. And it's we should be filled with righteousness, peace, and joy through the Holy Spirit. So let's just use those scriptures as our basis for our fast starting on Wednesday next week. And as always, we can do Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, or you can do one or two or 3 days. And just, you know, be in prayer and study your word, not only these verses, but read the whole chapters and get more information about what God is speaking. And then you can always read other things that are connected to these verses. And there are other things that may be on your heart that you may need to look up and study on when you're going through your fast. So I just wanted to share that this morning. And I'm grateful for Apostle Horsley and his wife as they facilitate this morning. Amen. I also want to share my adopted son who lives in Australia. He became engaged 2 weeks ago on Saturday. We also want to pray for them as they are preparing for the wedding. He's from from Zimbabwe, and some of the cultures that we learn about, they have something called a dowry, which is money that the husband-to-be will have to pay towards or pay the family for the wife. So apparently the father of this young lady has asked him for a large, very large sum of money, and he's become a little discouraged. So we just want to pray for Menashe and Lynette that God will bless them. So whatever, however God wants to do it, to bless them with the money, and or the father may reduce the amount of money that he wants. So I just want to keep them in prayer for that. And I know God is faithful. So we're going to go ahead and open the lines. And if you have a prayer request, a praise record, or some report, or something you want to share this morning, you can go ahead and share that today. Amen.
Good morning. Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. Good morning, everyone. I thank Brother Horsley and Sister Wonderland for the word today that they shared with us. And I'm just grateful and thankful to be here today. Continue prayer for my family and for situation that's going on in Florida and stuff. And and they will be mindful of the things that they say until they get this thing straightened out with the lawyers. And prayer for our families, all the families all around the world this morning, and for the sick and the shut-in. Amen. And for my strength, too.
Amen.
Amen. We have another. Amen.
Praise God. This is Sister Mary, and I just thank God for that word this morning. The effective prayer of the right to develop much. I had an opportunity to pray over my niece, Peggy's mother, and I had to go in there praying, but I had to go in there with another attitude and not what I felt about her, how she's treated her mother, why she's in that state of mental illness. So I just thank God for confirming that I did go in there with a spirit of gratitude and love, and I was able to pray effectively, you know, over Mika's Peggy's grandchildren and over Ramika herself. And that God, you know, so spoke in that, and he just let me know that if praying for Mika, if she will get right with God, that Peggy will be healed. And I just thank God for that confirmation of word this morning that I received and from prayer. So continue to pray for Peggy, her healing, in Jesus' name. And her granddaughter. Her granddaughter's name is Ramika.
Amen.
The one that takes care of her. Mm-hmm. Amen.
Amen. We certainly will pray. Set ourselves in the view with the prayer. Hallelujah. Another prayer request? Hallelujah. Amen.
Good morning. This is Chris. And I want to pray for the youth again. Like last night, we had a shooting here in Atlanta, and a 6-month-old baby got shot in the head. There's just a lot going on with the kids, and so we just want to keep them lifted up in prayer. Amen.
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 Amen. We certainly will keep that in prayer. It seems like it's just all over the place. As soon as the storm was clear, the news come on, there was, while we were talking to another saint, there somebody just heard the fire, and the gunshot fires on the corner, and the police will come. It's just a bad spirit that is hovering over the atmosphere with these people. Amen. We have another prayer request, hallelujah. We certainly will pray, Minister Chris. Good to hear you.
Good. This is Sister Linda Taylor.
Good morning.
I'd like to have prayer for my granddaughter listening to Sister Wondering. It's a challenge, especially when you're not used to it and the children say what they want to say. When your children weren't raised that way, it's kind of hard, but I just like to pray the Lord that just listen to her. Up the scene in regards to my granddaughter. And her name is Joy. And I guess that's why it's so hard for me to see how she acts with a name like Joy.
Mm-hmm.
A lot of times when I'm around her, I just get sad. I feel no joy. So I just ask that you would lift Joy up to the Lord. A lot of it comes from her mom and dad are divorced, and she's angry ever since she was very young. So a lot of it is coming out of anger against her father. And on top of that, she's allowed to say whatever she wants to say. And some things we ought not. So I just ask that the prayer keep Joy lifted up to the Lord.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. We will certainly pray, hallelujah to God. You just have to keep the prayer going because I notice that a lot of times the children, whatever they call the generation of them, now they change the name, they be challenging to you because we wasn't raised like that. I know it was a time that you wouldn't dare say nothing back to the parent or ruffle their feathers or anything. You know, it was just something that sometimes I realize that the thing that you're supposed to be doing in the child's life, in the early stages of their life, before it grows into, they get locked in their ways, you know, once they get up there, then it's going to take plenty of prayer, hallelujah to God. That's what we're here for, have prayer, setting ourselves in agreement with these prayers on the one accord. Amen. We certainly will be praying. Do we have another prayer request?
Yes,
good morning
once again. This is Darlene, and I want to pray for our Pastor Scholastica. She's traveling, and then also Lucinda, who is traveling also. Just continue to keep them in prayer. Amen.
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 Good morning. This is Teresa, and I'm calling today to ask for prayer for the family of LaToya Allen. She's planning services for her mom, memorial services on Friday, and just asking for prayer for her family, and also a lady by the name of Sharon Marin who's ill.
Amen.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Sister Gladys. I just have one more prayer request. Praying for Elaine, and I was talking with her on the other day about her granddaughter that she's keeping, and she was telling me so much about what was going on with her and how she was reared too. She came from Ohio, and now she's here in Georgia, but you know it's a challenge also for her because she doesn't So she's being a mom all over again. She's the grandmother, but she's been a mom all over again because she has the baby girl. But she was going through a lot of things at home that wasn't healthy. So this prayer for Elaine. I forgot her name, Elaine and her granddaughter. And give her the strength. Amen.
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 Amen. Well, if you don't have any more requests, let us come on in, and we're going to go ahead and pray. We're getting close to the top of the hour. So if you didn't say what you needed to say, it's all right. You can pray while we're praying. Amen. And we know that God knows all things. So let us pray. Hallelujah, Jesus. Lord, we thank you today for being here with us, God. We already know we have you. Answer your prayer, God.
that answers prayer and prayer is so wonderful, Lord. We're just grateful, Lord, today for knowing that you are right there with us, O God. We thank you,
Father, to God, Thank you for the deliverance. Thank you for the healing of prayer. Thank you for giving us
In the name of Jesus, Lord, we thank you and we praise you. Holy Jesus, and your righteous name. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus.
In the name of Jesus, Lord, So once again, we're just so grateful to be here. Thank God, and I'm grateful for every sister and brother who comes and shares in what we're doing. I mean, the word today was rich, and each and every day we get wonderful word from each and every one of our facilitators and the prayers that go up. So we thank God for every facilitator, starting with our Minister Marie on Monday and Sister Mary and Sister Gladys, each one who alternate on Tuesdays, and then our Sister Chris on Wednesday, and the Horsleys, Apostle Horsley and Sister Lynn Wonderland, and then Scholastica, who is absent at the moment, but we know that she is faithful to the cause of Christ also. And so we're just grateful for each person who comes, even if you're not facilitating, but just to be in agreement, to be in agreement with each other and with God's word. That is powerful. And so we are grateful for you being here and having a heart to do God's work in his will. So as we're leaving today, we cover and seal all of these prayers and praises with the blood of Jesus. And I decree for every brother and sister in Christ that every evil and wicked word that has been spoken against us, we reject those words. And they shall not come to pass. What the enemy meant for our harm shall turn out for our good, just as it did for Joseph. And I thank God for the angels that protect us as we go from one destination to the next. No accidents or incidences as we travel. And I thank God for everyone who has sown into the ministry and or my life. Either way, you are sowing into good ground. And I decree your seed multiplies exceedingly. I love Deuteronomy 1 and 11. The Lord God of your fathers make you 1,000 times so many more as you are and bless you as he has promised you. Let us continue to rejoice in the Lord because the Lord God is our strength. And he makes our feet like hinds feet, and he will make us to walk upon the high places in Jesus' name. I decree that the Lord has given us power to get wealth. He's put it in us in a wealthy place, spiritually, naturally, as we seek first the kingdom of God and his righteousness. All the things that we need shall be added unto us. I decree today that as we obey and serve the Lord God Almighty, we shall live our days in prosperity and our years in pleasure, as spoken of in the book of Job. I decree today that our families are covered by the blood of Jesus. I decree that we are the lender and not the borrower. In Jesus' name, I decree that we continue to love God and keep his commandments, and I am grateful that we are anointed by God to do his work. I thank God for the souls that are being saved by the prayers of the righteous, and I decree blessings overtake us, and we have more than enough in Jesus' name. So just remember that I love each and every one of you, and I thank you for loving me back. Thank you for loving yourself, your family, your friends, and your foes. And we will go, as we go, in the spirit of Elisha and Jehu. That is the spirit of zealousness for the things of God. So let us keep faith and know that God is on your side and he's in you now. Hallelujah, Jesus. So I close today with the spirit of love. Amen.
Amen.
Praise the Lord, praise the Lord, praise the Lord. We're so grateful for each and everyone who has joined us today. There may be somebody out there that has not received Jesus as your Savior. We invite you to do the sinner's prayer with us today, and then you will be saved. As you confess with your mouth and believe in your heart, if you repeat after me, dear Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to forgive me of all my sins. I confess with my mouth, I believe in my heart, that Jesus died, he was buried, and he rose again. I ask you, Father, to help me to grow in the things of God. We thank God for each and every one who did the sinner's prayer. The angels are rejoicing, and we rejoice with you. What I suggest is that you find a good Bible-teaching church to attend in your region. Find a church that will teach you about Jesus and his love, so that you will be able to grow in the knowledge of the truth. If you desire to send a donation, an offering, a love offering, anything that will support our ministry, you may send it to Prayer, Praise, and Deliverance Ministry. The address is 1698 Carol Lay Drive. The street is spelled C-H-E-R-Y-L. Second word is L-E-I-G-H Drive. That's 1698 Carol Lay Drive in the city of Riverdale, Georgia, zip code 30296. If you desire to listen to a session after we're off the air, you can log in to blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Once again, that's blogtalk.com, Prayer, Praise, Deliverance. Or you may dial the number 605-313-4929. The access code is 278-961-POUND. Select the pound sign to listen to the current session. And if you want to listen to a previous session, please call me or send me a text. My number is 904-859-1022. Once again, the number is 904-859-1022. I decree that the plowman overtakes the reaper in your life, and you live in continuous abundance. I decree that no weapon formed against you shall prosper, and the blessings of the Lord continue to overtake you as you live for Jesus Christ. Amen.